With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Todd Awarder reports on how the American women are crushing it at the Milan Cortina Games.
When the day started Saturday, American women, not even counting mixed events, had 6 gold medals and 15 overall. Bobsledder Kaylee Humphreys-Armbruster, a bronze winner in the monobob, says Team USA is crushing it.
It really took a team to get here. And so I'm very proud of the performance that I put on, of my team.
And in alpine skiing, Alana Myers-Taylor with a gold in the monobob.
To be able to have my name up there with Bonnie Blair, like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
With one more day of competition, more than 40 American women will leave the Olympics with at least one medal. I'm Donna Warder.
As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends, and what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The administration is easing limits on coal plants for emitting mercury and some other toxins.
It's the Trump administration's latest effort to boost the fossil fuel industry by paring back clean air and water rules. Toxic emissions from coal and oil-fired plants can harm the brain development of young children and contribute to heart attacks and other problems in adults. The plants are also a major source of greenhouse gas emissions that drive climate change. The EPA announced the repeal of the Titan Mercury and Air Toxic Standards Rule at a massive coal plant next to the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky. Bill Alexander, Washington.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up more than 250 points. This is SRN News. Canada appears to be expanding its assisted suicide options.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. That's 67%. The numbers drop from there. Only 51% of mainline Protestants favor those bans. This is SRN News. 5 European nations have announced a new program to produce low-cost air defense systems and autonomous drones using Ukrainian expertise that's been hard won over the past 4 years thanks to the war against Russia. Here's Charles de la Desmond.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defence along their borders, like a drone war with Russia and Ukraine, to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles de la Desmond.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.